Portfolio guidelines. Throughout your learning guide, you will be asked to complete learning activities which require you to include information in a portfolio. What is a portfolio? The term portfolio describes a means of keeping a record of development to analyze and evaluate learning and practice. Your portfolio will include a range of evidence. Compiling your portfolio. The first step is to either buy a portfolio or make your own with an A4 ring binder file. Or you may choose to develop an e-portfolio. As you work through the activities in the teaching materials, clear guidance is given about the mandatory portfolio content. It is for you to decide what additional evidence you want to include. The diagram below contains some suggestions about other possible sources of evidence. Organizing your portfolio structure. There is no right or wrong way to complete your portfolio, as it should be designed to suit you. However, the contents must be organized in such a way that you can find all of the information easily. It might be a good idea to use the progress checklist at the front of this learning guide as a table of contents and place all of the evidence you collect in the order shown on this checklist. The information gathered from each activity should be placed in the portfolio immediately so that you do not misplace it. Do not wait until you have finished a section to add it to the portfolio, or you will waste time trying to sort it all out. Start today and move forwards. You might wish to use dividers to separate the contents, if required, grouping evidence into areas of learning. Finally, everything you do during this unit is evidence of your competence, so don't destroy anything, place it in your portfolio.